Is this what you're talking about?
The small one?
Yeah. Nikki brought them down.
Okay.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, I didn't think there was.
The Reader's Digest version, about 2 file cabinets.
You ready to start?
Call us
action.
Back. Call us back to order. And welcome prosecuting attorney Jeff Merrill. Come up and tell us what we need to do or not need to do or something.
Well, I'm here to mostly ask what to do.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
If you've had an opportunity to look at the binder we brought over Monday, August 24th, it basically sets out what we discovered last week, roughly Tuesday of last week. We discovered when we went about the process of changing bank accounts from Bank of America, which the accounts had been at for years and years and years, to the People's Bank for our bad check account and restitution accounts, it caused us to have to close out the old Bank of America accounts. And during the process of doing that, a shortage of $3,087.66 was discovered in the bad checks account. That's supposed to be a zero balance account where everything that's paid into that account is then written back out in checks. However, there's a $3,000 and change shortage that was discovered. We have supporting documentation in the binder of exhibits you've been provided that basically shows that couldn't have happened in 07, 08, or in 09 because we've got zero balances in that account for the time we've been, our administration's been in office. So it happened sometime prior to that. In addition, there was discovered an overage of roughly $5,600 and some change in the restitution account. Again, that is supposed to also be a zero balance account where every penny that goes in is supposed to be paid out as restitution to some other person or entity. We have requested some funds from the auditor and treasurer to cover the shortage in the bad checks account. I believe we requested $5,000 to be sure that we had some breathing room on that, because at first we weren't exactly sure what that shortage was. Now it's become clear it's $3,087.66. So we've covered that through our discretionary funds that we get from collecting bad checks. We put that in to cover it. We're coming to the commission basically in the interest of full disclosure and transparency to say we have discovered this. We don't know where the shortage comes from. There's some, a lack of maybe accurate record keeping from before for us to, we feel, discover where the $3,000 shortage comes from. And we're bringing it to the commission so that, A, you know about it, and B, maybe you can help provide us some guidance on what you would like us to do about it.
The time period we're talking is from what, 99 or 2000 to 2008, basically January 1st, is it?
The best we know. It could be from before that, I'm not sure. It's sometime certainly prior to December 31st, 2006.
Okay.
One thing that I know that I was asked is, did somebody take the money? Well, while we can't tell, we don't think so. We think it's just a situation where there was poor record keeping and the accounts were not reconciled. The bank statements versus the paperwork inside the prosecutor's office weren't reconciled at times. Starting in about 2003, there was a computer system or computer program used to handle the bad checks collections. And that record was never, reconciled completely with the bank records. And then after 2003, at some point, it was not used for a period of time. The checks were handwritten out instead of the checks being spit out by the computer software. So there's really kind of a lack of record keeping for us to look at. Now, it may be that a professional auditor might be able to go back and spend some time and recreate records from 2000 to 2006. I don't know. Certainly that's outside of what we do in our office, and I think that my concern is that an outside audit is going to cost more than what the missing is.
The 5,000 something that's in the
restitution account,
is all of that 5,000 identified as being something that hasn't been paid to someone, or is there approximately 3,000 that you don't know who that goes to?
We don't know. We don't know because, again, we don't think we have accurate records from before January 1st, 2007, in which to tell what maybe was an incorrect deposit, perhaps, where maybe money was supposed to be deposited into bad checks but went into the restitution fund. We don't know. Or checks that were paid out to victims that just never cashed them.
So how much money out of that $5,000 can you say? We don't know whether it's restitution or whether it's...
Is it all of that?
I would say all of it.
So all
of, because all of that stems from before January 1st, 2007, where...
Record keeping.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know what those records are before. They're actually, we found, in boxes, we found some unopened envelopes of bank statements and canceled checks that just never were apparently looked at in the year, some of the time periods prior to January 1st, 2007.
So, I mean, this is entirely possible. It's a deposit withdrawal problem years ago that wrong account, wrong check written out, and... I mean,
quite possible.
Or a series of several.
Quite possible.
And the other thing is not knowing much of a firm price of a secondary audit to reconcile this, it would be a whole lot more than $3,000 to reconcile multiple years, I would think.
Absolutely. I agree.
I mean, I don't have a firm number, but, I mean, is it something that you can just, is that where the commission says transfer over to transfer over from the restitution account to the...
What's the legality of transferring $3,000 and something
just
dollars
to reconcile the
reconcile the other account, calling it a mistake without any, I say, verification from documents, or do you need the verification of the documents to make it legal? And then with the remainder, that needs to go to the Secretary of State's office, is that or treasurer or whatever.
I think that's right.
But what is the legality, or do you know, of transferring the $3,000 something as a depositing error, or do we have to justify with documentation?
I don't know. Right now we've covered that with discretionary funds that we use on other office needs, and we've just applied that so that there's not a shortage as those checks start to come in, if they do start to come in. That I don't know. Now, that's part of why we wanted to come to the commission to let you all know that we found this and to kind of ask for some direction. Because we would like at some point to be able to close those accounts, because we're aware that Mr. Finley and Ms. Suti have let us know that there are charges for the Bank of America accounts. As they stay open, we're incurring monthly expenses, and we don't want to continue to incur those expenses if we can keep from it. But we don't want to just close out the accounts without people knowing what was discovered.
Let me ask if there's any question other than finding out whether we can reimburse the discretionary funds for the $3,000-something from the restitution fund. Is there any question what needs to be done as far as the rest of it being sent to the state for as unclaimed funds or whatever?
I don't think we have a problem sending the unclaimed funds to the state. I mean, I think we agree that needs to happen, and in fact... We have some of those funds from 07 to the present, since our administration's been in office, where we plan to do that. But before we take the funds out of the Bank of America accounts to do that, we want to be sure that everybody knows what was found in the Bank of America.
I'm not in favor, from one commissioner, I'm not in favor of starting a investigation. I think it'd be more costly than ultimately, if we even could reconcile back to zeros. It'll find it's not a person, it's more of an accounting issue than...
And really, I think that what we would run into is possibly even a lack of paper trail to even
get
have
to that
an
point.
Audit done to where we would even reach any conclusions.
Okay.
That'd be my concern, too.
So,
I'm with you.
You don't want an investigation.
With
the
amount of money and CPAs...
Question is, what do you want to do about the $3,000?
Well, I'd like to see if we couldn't... See if we couldn't transfer to make the bad check fund zero and then send the excess or the remainder to the Secretary of State.
If it's legal to do that.
I mean, that's what I'd like to see. And then that way you're not subsidizing that account. And that kind of closes that chapter of bookkeeping.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'd like to see done. What about you, Chuck?
That sounds good. Who do we have to go to?
Is that a Bob Paulson? Is that you?
I imagine that Mr. Paulson and I could probably both do some investigating and find out what the legalities of that are, if he'd be willing to help me work on
Rick's
that.
Rick's got a question there behind you.
Sure.
Her comment.
Insight into this. She deals with those unclaimed funds quite a bit. I think there's quite a bit of discretionary ability there.
Within that, to reconcile that account or to make it?
I think probably we'll have that discretion of taking the amount that we think has been misdirected in the wrong account and put that in the right place.
Okay.
And then the rest of it does need to go to unclaimed funds. But I think she has some, and some of the other counties have talked with her about things, and so I think there's a lot more.
Are you in agreement, Rick, that don't open an investigation?
No.
You don't think we should spend the money to find the? We'd spend more than $3,000 just trying to find $3,000.
And we suspected there might have been something like this a long time ago. I don't know if Jeff told you or not, but we had not gotten proper reports from
bookkeeping situation.
And so we think that they're probably
okay.
That's probably where it came from.
Maybe somebody like an Andy or some CPA firm that's been there before would be a good place for y'all to go to, maybe?
Probably, yeah. I mean, and we've worked with Andy some on letting him know, because he was active, and you'll see in some of your binder there, we've written a couple letters to Andy telling him we don't know what the balances are we've inherited, and basically upon his advice, he was like, well, just treat January 1, 2007 like almost like it's a new account, make
right.
sure that you have a zero balance for what you take in and what you pay out, and if you comes a time you change accounts, then we'll get to the bottom of what the actual accounts balances are that you inherited.
And he might be a good one to consult on whether or not we feel like we could take the part of the restitution.
And here's my concern. Chris Liebeck, who has helped us put together this information for our office, is my chief assistant prosecutor. He and I were just discussing that part of the problem with transferring money from that restitution surplus into where we're short on the bad checks is that restitution amount probably needs to go to the unclaimed funds for the state, because that was probably a sum of money that was maybe paid out to a victim and
okay.
they never cashed the check. So maybe that needs to go to the state. Although we don't know who that $5,600 goes to, it probably should go to the state for unclaimed funds.
Gotcha.
And perhaps we should just eat
the
$3,000 out of our discretionary funds.
But if it's not tied to an individual, and what we're seeing is we have no record that any of that money is tied to an individual or ever was. That's why I asked, is it legal without the documentation to just say it was a $3,000-something deposit that shouldn't have been made to that account, but was made to the wrong account? And if that's the case, if we need some justification for it, then we can't take the money. I don't think we should spend a lot of time researching this, because we'll eat up the $3,000.
The one problem, to chime in, Bob, with transferring from restitution to bad checks, best we can tell is that those two accounts were managed by separate people prior to 07. Our victim witness lady was responsible for doing the restitution account, so the deposits, the transactions made out of that account were done separately than the bad check account. So the likelihood of an accounting error where there's a missed deposit, I think it's a likelihood, it's not to that point, but it's a very small likelihood.
Okay.
Well, what is the explanation then for the minus $3,000? Then there's no explanation other than possible malfeasance.
Well, there was an issue. When was that, Jessica? 4 or 3?
I don't know when the date was, but there was an issue where somebody forged some checks on the prosecutor's bad check account back in, it may have been 04 or something. Somebody just got a hold of the bank account number. I think Rick probably remembers that. I don't know.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a court case on it, and they did catch some people on it, but I don't know how that was handled.
What if you took the $5,000 and put it in the account that you took the $3,000 out of? And I'm no
sounds to me
know.
Like we need to eat the $3,000, given just, what he.
That's what just, I. That's what I.
Just leave it there in that account.
Think. What do you think about that, Rick?
I guess I have no problems with that, but I also know what happens to unclaimed funds when they go up there. And
they're
know,
going to the state.
I just assume the unclaimed funds eat it as us. I guess is my opinion, and I don't want to get us in trouble any place. But I think you need to check and see. I think you'll find there's not really any danger of legal ramifications if we do that. That's what I think you want.
We'll check it out.
I mean, just check it. And if we can do it, great. If we can't, then we just eat it. I mean, but I'd like to at least try at least once before we write off the loss.
And whatever stays in the restitution fund goes to the state. If nobody claims it, nobody will, because they have a legal apparatus to take that money. We don't.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you saying that we could just put it in the account that he took the three out of and just leave it there?
They're going to find out. I mean, you're going to do a couple okay. checks. And
we'll do some due diligence. Okay. But if it ends up having to all 5,000 go up there, then so be it.
And then we just
3,000.
That I don't know when it is cheated to the state. I don't know.
Helen knows some of those. Okay, that's
it's in the statutes. I mean.
Gosh, it's a lot of paperwork just to change an account.
Well, it is, but we wanted to be sure everybody knew that. Right. We had tried to take care of business.
Sure.
And track where the money was going, and then there's just kind of a cold trail from before the 1st of January 07. So.
Okay.
Let me know if you have questions, and Bob and I will look into the...
And then Bob, you can just let us know what you find out then.
Oh, yeah. Something, thanks, Chris. Something else I just wanted to mention is there is reference in here where we did find some money orders that... more or less, we don't know what to do with because we don't know what they go to.
Jeff, that's exhibit.
Is that E&F?
E&F. These were money orders that we found in our office. Never been cashed, never been processed, never been entered on the computer system. They're dating back to 99. Some of them were brought in by Mr. Daniels, the previous prosecutor. We since forwarded those on, even though they're out of time. The rest of them, we discovered them during the move. Kind of in a holding pattern, wanting to know what to do with them. So these are funds sitting there; they're uncashed.
How much
they go to?
3,307.
Yes.
Plus an additional $582 found.
Could this be the funds we're missing then?
It won't be because the computer system.
Okay, I was just trying to put.
Yeah, they never. We have a computer system over here where our payments and our debits come out of. Get our bank statements over here. Unless it's entered into the computer system, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
So,
what did the prosecutor take money orders for in the past?
Bad checks and restitution.
Yeah. And that's the process, is taking money orders so that we're not taking cash and personal checks.
So the account that's missing $3,000 was what again?
The bad checks account.
So this could have been money orders to the bad check account.
But you're saying
or the restitution account.
But they were never logged in, so they don't go against. We only send out a payment when we receive a payment. So because we received these and we never logged them in, a payment was never sent out as a result of this. So
they can't be missing if they were never there.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this is an additional $3,000 that just floated
in. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding of these money orders we found is that most of them are expired now,
yeah.
And they're no good. But... anyway, we've
so we're just going to destroy them then, right? I mean,
the bank has to send that money, don't they, to the state, or do they keep it?
I suspect they keep it.
That's our question.
Wow. I suspect they keep it, but anyway, again.
What do you suggest with these then?
You can have them.
Yeah, we can deliver them to you, and you can keep them if you like.
It's kind of like.
You get it. You take it. Tag, you're it. That's what it felt like.
We're just seeking guidance. We found this. We don't know what to do with it. We turned it over to the treasurer, the auditor, what?
I think we give it to the treasurer.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
It's money.
Grab it.
You can if you want. Jeff, I think you should give this to the treasurer and let her sort it out.
Yeah, Rick and I were just talking about consulting with Helen.
I think Helen will know if the bank might honor some of these money orders. She'll know that because she's been in the banking business.
Right.
You know,
I think she get provided us some guidance with that first batch of
cash shows, then figure out what to do with them.
Of money orders when
you mail them out to people as a practical joke gift.
Some of them wouldn't be honored when she thought. So we'll see what we can do on that. But.
Chuck, what about giving to the treasurer? Is that fine with you?
I think it's a good spot.
There you go, Jeff. We think that's a great spot. To the treasurer.
Treasurer. Got it. Thank you for your guidance, gentlemen.
You.
Sorry to be the messenger on some bad news, but it could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
And you're relatively confident this is not an individual. This is just bad record keeping over years.
That's what I suspect.
Okay.
I just suspect that it's poor record keeping and not paying attention to details.
Right.
By looking at the accounting side, you suspect the same
thing. Okay. I would think you'd be one of the last people to say it's not if it is. So.
Right. I mean, you know, we're kind of trained to look at...
Given the forgeries...
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
But now everybody's aware, and if you got questions about it, please call me, okay?
Now, Chuck, you've got 8 minutes to bring up a...
I've visited with Jeff briefly, and he's going to check to see if there's... alternatives on nuisances.
Yeah, because we're going to try to do what we can to help, you know, the county with that nuisance issue. We just need somebody doing some investigative work.
And that's what the health department does. I just matter if they provide you with enough information, is that going to be adequate?
Yeah, we're going to check it out, and I'll try to get with Chuck before the end of this week. I'm going to answer
great.
On that. Okay.
Excellent.
Good. Can I just call on the phone then?
Wonder.
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See you. Oh, we gave you an extra piece of paper. I was just going to let you know we gave you an extra piece of paper in your binder, and I'm sure with all the paper in there, you probably didn't notice that there was an extra piece, but before you get to Exhibit A, after the three-page cover letter, there's an assorted list of some taxes that have been collected, and that's something that we do is collect taxes when people... and businesses are delinquent in their taxes, but that wasn't intended to go in this binder.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So feel free to throw it away, shred it, however you want to treat it. Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you, guys.
See
you.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Is Frank going to be here for this meeting? I thought he was.
I don't know.
We've got 5 minutes. If you want to make a phone call and see if he's going to be here.
Sure. Folks, are you here for a green waste? All right.
I was going to make it easy for you, but I didn't want to butt in. I mean, they're talking $6,500 there. They could just write a check to Hanson's Tree Service.
Hanson?
You guys would take it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
I talked to Frank a while ago. I was under the assumption he's going to be here.
Okay. Well, it too.
He probably is.
Because I think he's the one who set the whole thing up.
Yep.
So I thought.
I'm Chuck Fennell. Nice to meet you, sir.
And this is Jeff
Hanson. We just, for people who listen in, we just got to be close to microphones. We don't like to be up here all the time here.
You say you do need to worry about him?
No.
Or you don't need to? Okay. Danny's not here today, so we'll get that to him. All right, now, while we're idling, do you all, the city of Branson
give me
has
a recess
some recycling. You all are doing that, is that right?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Okay. That's gone pretty good?
Let me go upstairs and find out where Frank is.